Hey guys.
It's fucking Christmas.
Well, that's cheerful of you.
I'm a lot more cheerful than I sound, guys. But it's me, you know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what are you getting for Christmas?
Clothes for our trip. Oh. My mom was like, so what do you want? I was like, clothes for the trip. So she bought me clothes for the trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm very happy with what I got.
Yeah, like dresses or?
No, I needed pants because I've been living in leggings and sweatpants. So I needed new leggings, which I got some of those. And I needed jeans. So I got some of those. I got some new wrestling shirts.
Okay.
Got stuff like that. So, yeah, no. The huge. Oh, and I'm getting like Uber gift cards too. So
for what? Gonna,
like for Visa gift cards? No, Uber gift cards.
Oh, really? Uber? I thought you meant like a lot of gift cards.
Who knows? Maybe. You know, it's possible. That's the only part I don't know what I'm getting. Everything else, my mom was like, just pick it out, buy it, and wrap it. I was like, okay. Yeah,
you wrapped your own presents.
You think my mother wraps anything?
Oh, can she put in a gift bag?
You think she knows where the gift bags are? Really?
Oh my goodness.
Without me, nobody'd be getting a Christmas gift, okay? Just put it that way.
Huh.
I make the holiday happen. Literally, I'm like, you like that? Good. I picked it out. So yeah. I make the holiday happen.
You're the elf.
I'm Santa, the elf, and fucking everything. I'm everything here. But it makes a seasonal depression twice as bad.
That makes sense.
It does. Because you're like, by today, which is the 21st, you're like, oh, wow, it's the 21st. And your own shopping is barely done.
You haven't bought anything?
Oh, no. It's barely done. I have the physical stuff, but people's gift cards and cash and shit, no. And I don't even know where to start. So I'm like, I might be at a store on Christmas Eve trying to find something.
I usually do that. Thankfully, this year I did not. But
yeah, that's
usually what I'm doing.
That'll be me. I'll be like, oh, wow. Merry Christmas to me. But we're going on our trip in like a month. This is like the one time we've made a wrestling trip that wasn't like 2 to 3 months out when we were doing everything.
That's true.
So it feels like it's coming up really fast. But I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm very excited.
I'm excited for the food.
She is, guys. We were just on TikTok looking at food, and I was excited about the drinks. So now, like, am I a fucking alcoholic now or something? God,
I know they just made them look very appealing.
They did, and I'm like, have I reached that part of my 30s where I'm like, just the drinks, please. We don't even need food where we are. but banner week for wrestling, because guess whose song is on Spotify now? And it's about damn time. The most adorable man in the universe, that his song. And I'm not talking Finn Balor. Even though he is very adorable. And he wears those pants so well.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some nice pants on him. But it's Bray Wyatt's song is on Spotify now. So it's a good time. It's a good time to be alive. Also, Uncle Howdy debuted, and I was like, look, it's Bo Dallas.
You think?
I'm pretty sure. I don't think it's Vincent and Dutch. Because obviously they're two people. And also, they were spotted at NXT because Hunter gave them a formality tryout, which means they're coming. They're coming. Yes. It's happening. What a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen.
You think to be with Bray, or do you think?
I mean, I'm just saying, I would be surprised if they're not. Unless my dream's coming true and they're going to face each other, and then I'm going to have to go wherever it's at. I'd be like, you know, I think I get some sort of credit for this. I mean, they didn't even know each other. And I was like, hey, Vincent, you know who you need to face? And he's like, who? And I said, Bray Wyatt. And he goes, I've never met him. And that's how I met Dutch/Bill Carr. And I was like, ah. And then I was like, Bray, Wyndham, you know who you need to face? Vincent. He goes, I've never met Vincent. I was like, oh, you should. You should go meet Vincent. I'm not saying it's all because of me, but like, I planted the seed. I'm the gardener of this, whatever the fuck this turns into.
It could be a beautiful thing.
It could. I think it could be. Yay me. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. We got him. Also, LA Knight got to meet Uncle Howdy, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I loved Bray sitting in the corner going, I fucking told you. I told you.
I'm like, that's to wrestle already, though, don't you think?
It's coming.
I know, but I feel like
we're gonna be there.
I know. I feel like it's taking forever.
I say, you know what? Give the guy a fucking night show on fucking Peacock and I'll watch it. Just let him talk. Let him do whatever.
He could go
out there and read the fucking phone book and I'd be like, wow. And you would.
Yeah. But I'm saying for the everyday fan, I feel like there needs to be some action going on.
Well, you know what? The everyday fan is a little busy giving a shit about Sami Zayn. Which is what the rest of us have done for years. You, Jen, the everyday fan is a good 4 years behind the rest of us.
That is true.
Yes. I think people just don't see the brilliance of it. It's brilliant, I tell you. But anyway, I'm excited because we'll be there for the first match back. And I might cry. And then, of course, Whitney's going with us and Cody Rhodes is probably coming back and most likely winning the Royal Rumble. So you can imagine how that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm only here for the song because that is a good song. I like the song.
That's about the only good thing, yeah.
The song's good. I mean, come on. The song's a bop. They need to get down straight to do all of WWE's themes now because that song's a bop. Like, yeah, just saying. But speaking of Sammy Wow Wow, he's Sammy Uso now, officially. Question mark. And also, him and Kevin have a lot of unresolved feelings. But it's going to be a beautiful thing.
It will be.
It'll be a beautiful thing. It will probably be there for that too. I feel like we're going to leave
the
Royal Rumble.
There's so much to look forward to.
There's so much that could happen at this one show that we're at that I'm just like, man. And then everyone's like, The Rock's coming back. I'm like, oh, we're going to be there with The Rock's there.
That might happen on Monday, though.
This coming Monday?
No, I mean, like,
after. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the rumor is everybody said that The Rock's going to come win the Royal Rumble. But I don't think that's going to go the way they think it'll go. I think some people might be pissed. Because, like, I'm going to tell you right now, the camp is firmly Cody Rhodes winning right now.
Right.
The second option that everybody seems to be behind is Sammy. So, I don't think The Rock would get very much praise. Unless Seth somehow takes the belt from him between now and then Cody versus Seth again for the belt. I mean, that'd be good. That was my original plan, but apparently nobody wants to pull the trigger on that one.
Or this, what's the guy we hate? I know there's Theory? So many. Yes. Or Cody comes back during Theory and Seth's match in 2 weeks.
They're going to hold Cody.
I don't know.
I think they're going to hold Cody. That's like, first off, he's not even technically cleared yet. So I think they're going to hold him. I do. I do, however, I mean, it could possibly be Kevin would win one of the belts. But then who would, you're going to have Seth come in as a face and defeat face Kevin?
Huh.
Yeah. That would require a Seth Rollins heel turn, and they don't want to do that. So there you go.
You look very warm in that.
I am. Guys, I am in a very fluffy leopard print, snow leopard bathrobe. And I have it pulled up to my neck because I am freezing. The heating pad is currently on my feet, so I can't move it up. But I am very warm right now, and I don't want to take this off. And I might be wearing this in San Antonio if it's as cold as we think it's going to be. You watch, there'll be like some freak snowstorm over there.
Oh, God. I hope not.
I hope not, too. I don't do well in the cold. She knows this from New York. I did not do well in the cold.
I don't want to be snowed in.
Oh, yes. You, me, and Whitney snowed in together.
There's ice on the plane and all that shit.
No. We'll be sitting there like, this is great. I hate my life.
No.
You know what that's called? I hate my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. It doesn't look like there's going to be a freak snowstorm yet. I think if there was one, it'd be this weekend where everybody other than Phoenix is like -8. Yeah. It's going to be a balmy 70. On Christmas Day here.
Oh my God, it's disgusting.
It'll be nice. I'm excited. But yeah. Can we just, okay, maybe not this episode because we're going to be Christmassy on this one, but like, we're going to have to look at the Russell with the Package Reddit again because they are all abuzz about Austin Theory right now.
Really?
They are. The ladies and the gays on this Reddit love Austin Theory. It's mostly the gays, though. They love him. And I was like, that's disgusting. He likes young ladies, allegedly. So. Yes. It's great. Anyway. Just as a sneak peek, people are posting about Austin Theory's junk right now.
Why?
I don't know, but I go on here. Oh, Cash Wheeler is the first one who came up, and they are all about him. You could tell which ones are the gays because they love their asses. Like, they are all about, yep, the third post down, Austin Theory's ass. Oh, there's Austin. There's two types of. Oh, I can't say that second part. Okay, we'll edit it a little bit. There's two types of men in this world: Austin Theory and slaves to Austin Theory's dick.
You can say that. Why can't you?
Oh no, that was the edited version.
Oh
yeah. There's more detail. That was the not make me want to vomit in my mouth version. Yeah, that was edited. Thank you. That was not only for myself, but for the listeners out there. Believe me, I would like to vomit as well thinking about that. But it is so entertaining to see how the ladies and the gays are just like The second person they love is Cash Wheeler.
Huh.
They love him. But like, oh, Finn Balor, that looks like a fucking thong. Jeez. Okay, that's enough Austin Theory today. But anyway, the ladies and the gays on the Wrestle with the Package Reddit are all a buzz of Austin Theory. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. He's not that cute.
He looks like, one, he does look like what he's accused of.
But just, I'm not even thinking about that. He just looks like a douchebag.
He does look like a douchebag. Third of all, he looks slimy.
Yeah.
He looks just like really slimy. Like, he looks like some chick's baby daddy. And by some chicks, I mean mini chicks, baby daddy. Who like...
He's like another Nick Cannon.
He is. But he's not like in the kids' lives.
He doesn't have money.
He just is like, here's, and not even that. He tries to get out of child support most of the time.
Aww.
So yeah, it's like, he's the guy who's like, she uses my child support to go get her nails done and get her hair done and buy a Louis Vuitton bag, but the child support's like $100 a month. Yeah. He seems like that guy.
Huh.
And that's just a no for me. That's just a no. That's gross. Anyway. On other scandalous news. There's a lot of scandalous news this week.
Huh.
Mandy Rose is fired because of her OnlyFans account. And at first I was like, well, that's bullshit. But second, I found out what the pictures were of that got her fired. And
oh, I did too.
Like, yeah. I'm kind of like, huh, that's, I can see why they did it now.
Well, the thing about it is, it's not like it was, technically it got leaked off of that website, but it's not like it was something she sent personal to somebody.
No.
They got leaked. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
And I mean, not that I care, like whatever, but if you knew that was against the company's policies, yeah, like what do you expect is gonna happen?
I think, yeah, this is the shit that gets me, is like, WWE is a publicly traded company, like not even going to like the wholesome image that they try to portray, but like, they're a publicly traded company that you're technically an entity of, and your face is of their NXT Women's Champion, and you're online posting scandalous photos of you and your fiance in sexual positions. And it's in your contract not to do that,
and you're profiting off of it,
and you're profiting a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
She's a millionaire now because people have now decided to go subscribe to it to support her now. So,
I mean, let's be real, as if a lot of them weren't already there.
I mean, so yeah, but you know, now she's got an influx of subscribers. Uh-huh. I just, and I wonder, because I'm like, did somebody like tell her beforehand, like, hey, let's tone it down a little, and then like she didn't listen, and that's why she got fired.
It's just a lot.
It's a lot. That's a lot. Like, I'm not shaming her, like, good for you.
No, but like, but you knew you weren't supposed to be doing it. That's the whole point.
That's why part of me is like, somebody probably warned her too and was like, hey, let's
I mean, if I looked like her and I can make that much money, I would probably do it too. But if I knew I was going to lose my other job,
yeah,
I might be, if I wanted to keep that job, I would, you know, not be shocked. I would not, you know, like, you knew what you were doing.
It's like, come on.
I mean, wrestling fans are the perfect market to sell that shit to.
They are. They're dumb.
They're dumb and, you know, they
are lonely. Not us. I'm not lonely. I have this wonderful robe. I have this amazing leopard print robe.
I'm just saying, there are the ones that we talk about that don't use hygiene products when they go to shows and things like that. They probably don't have a great rapport with the ladies.
First of all, let's be honest. It's mostly men because I've never met a woman.
I'm talking about men. Yeah.
I was going to say, because I've never met a female wrestling fan.
No. I'm talking about men. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's men. It's men. Yeah.
We're just saying they don't have a good rapport with the ladies for obvious reasons.
Okay. First of all, they don't wash their buttholes. Second of all, they don't wear deodorant. Third of all, I don't know when they wash themselves anywhere. Or
their clothes.
Like their junk, anything. Fourth, laundry. Laundry, for the love of God. Fifth, wear fucking deodorant. Like, just wear the fucking deodorant.
Don't spray Axe on yourself and think that covers it. Like,
no.
No.
No, honey,
You're making it worse.
Brush your teeth. Mouthwash. Floss. Wash your teeth. Like, you know, it's not that hard.
I'm just saying that's a good demographic to target your pussy out on the internet.
If you want to show, you know, your holes and your
boobs
tatas on the internet, like,
that's your target audience. Great.
But like,
because most guys will just go get free shit. But you know, these guys are, I want to support her.
And also, also let's talk about something that people haven't really talked about. This is fostering a parasocial relationship as well. Because these men are like, oh my God, I've seen this woman naked now. Mm-hmm. Like, they think that they're special. Like, they think that they're doing something.
They're helping her.
They're helping her. They're Captain Save-A-Ho. They think that they are the bee's fucking knees right now.
Mm-hmm. They're saving her career.
Oh yeah, guys. It's actually funny. Like, I'm just gonna say it. It's funny.
I don't understand. Like, I don't shame any girl for doing that because people out there will pay and you might as well get the money. But I don't understand the point of paying for porn when there's so much free porn out there.
It's because, again, parasocial relationships. They want to seem like, one, that she owes them now. Like, that's a part of the problem, is they, in their mind, they're like, well, she owes me because I pay $30 a month or whatever you pay for her site.
Like, do you think she was like messaging, like somebody was messaging
you people? Can message
I know, but I mean, I don't know if it was her. I mean, but you know, they thought they were talking to
her.
Well,
she was also doing private videos.
Content.
Yes.
Requests.
Because I've seen one of them, she was in the shower butt naked, so yeah, so she was doing requests.
She might as well just keep doing that and not come back to wrestling. I mean, she'll make more money.
And you know what the best part is? And I'm totally talking shit, but I don't care. There's some women in the wrestling world that were like, you know what? I don't think that's why she got fired. They're like, you know what? I think they just came to an agreement that they would release her because she wants to go have a family. She wants to go have a baby.
Go have a family?
And I was like, she showed her vagina on the internet
yesterday.
Yesterday. I'm like, I literally typed on Twitter, Mandy Rose, and the first thing I saw was her in the shower butt naked. So you know what? I don't know. Maybe it's that.
She's not going to ruin her body right now. That's not gonna happen.
She just made $1 million. You think she's gonna go pop it? You know what though? There are some pervs out there.
That's true.
There are some pervs out there, but you know what?
But that's not.
At that point, if I had that kind of money, hire a fucking surrogate. Got to keep the gravy train going.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I want to know. Did we see them make the baby? Like, is that where this idea came from? Did they make the baby? Is that where these people are getting this idea of, like, she wants to have a baby? Like, did we see the act? Is that where this idea came from?
I mean, it's possible. Was their penis out? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, they were in softcore porn position, apparently.
I mean, I know that one video I saw, he had his pants on or something.
Well, one of them, he has pants off. But it was, like, strategically angled so you didn't see penis, but you saw her.
Oh, there was penetration.
Well, assumed penetration. It was like it was like HBO real sex softcore porn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're like, you know, they're doing it, but like, you don't see the penis and the vagina.
Like the stuff that came on Showtime at like 1 a.m. Yeah.
You don't see actual penetration, but you see boobs. And you see an act, but you don't see the actual penetration.
Yeah. The one sex, quote unquote, position when I saw, he had his pants on.
Well, I think that was before the softcore. Maybe that might be to the lead up.
Maybe. I think it was like underwear. So yeah, I mean,
the lead up to the action.
Oh, okay.
To the act. And then I'm like, is that what got her fired, or was it the shower, or what? What was it that they were like, okay, listen, at this point we can't. Like,
it's probably the sexual stuff. I would think this is like actual.
Yeah, I was gonna say
simulated sex.
Yeah. The softcore porn was probably it.
Yeah.
Or was it the vagina?
I mean, you saw a vagina.
There was a vagina.
And booty hole. So, I mean,
there was a butthole.
Yeah.
How do I see these people's buttholes more than I, like, want to look at my own? Like, I'm literally online. They're like,
I don't know if I've ever looked at my own butthole.
Like, okay. I've looked once on accident. And I was like, okay.
How do you see your butthole on accident?
We're going to go into that story later.
Not in a mirror, like yes, in the middle of an act of, in the middle of an act of something, like in a mirror.
God,
I didn't mean like during sex somehow you look. I didn't know what you meant.
God, no. Ooh, no. I like barely glance at it. I was like, oh no.
It's like that scene in Fried Green Tomatoes where they're all gonna take their mirrors out and look at their vaginas, and she can't do it.
Yeah, she's like, no,
no.
Yeah, no. I was like, oh no, no, that's more than I.
Like, I always wonder like bleaching your butthole, like.
But you'd have to look at it if you did.
I know. I have to know, but I'd have to know if it's dark or not.
I didn't think mine. Does it? But I didn't bleaching? Look I don't at it. Know. Like mine, I didn't stare at it. I wasn't like.
Well, I don't want to stare at mine either. I guess so,
when I saw it was because I was giving myself a bikini wax, so like it wasn't like I was like, oh hey, let's see what's down there. I was like,
I don't
like
looking at my vagina either.
No, it's like offensive to me.
It's weird. Like I don't want to look at anybody else's vagina. I don't want to look at my vagina.
But for some reason I've seen Ricochet's butthole, Matt Riddle's dick, Paige's butthole, vagina, and dick with things in it.
Paige's dick.
No, like everything. I've seen everything on her. Ricochet's dick. I've seen everything of these people, and I don't even want to look at my own.
No, I don't want to look at my own at all.
Hey, she did have she had something in there, but y'all seen the pictures of her.
She had something in there. What do you mean?
She had a dildo in there.
Oh,
yeah. And I was like, oh, and that was a still photo when you search Paige. I was trying to find this picture of her when she came back to AEW, and I'm like, oh, that's that's not what I was looking for. I was
vagina does not look. I don't understand.
Like nobody does.
And let's be honest, like dick does not look that great either.
It just you know what looks. I mean? It looks very aggressive.
It's just.
Like it goes from like just there, like just there to like very aggressive, and I'm just pointing.
Like when I have ever have looked at porn, like I wasn't staring at the dude's dick.
No,
like it's not gonna just the dick itself is not gonna turn me on. So why does looking at vagina like I don't know.
It's not something that I'm like, oh yeah, let's go stare at it.
No.
But they love it. Yeah. And I'm like, why?
Why? I don't get it. Like, it's.
And then they're like, here, like, Or dudes will just send you a random dick pic and you're like, why? Like, what is that? What does that do for me? Like, okay, congratulations.
Or not.
Like, or not.
Maybe they want a dick rating. You should start rating them.
Yeah. Well, I don't get very many because I don't talk to people. But back when I was in my hoe phase, I got a lot of them. And I was just like, okay. Like, literally, that's what I would put. Okay, question mark.
You should have rated them.
There were not.
You should start doing that to make extra money. Do dick pic ratings.
Oh god, no. I don't want to look at them.
Bro, you wouldn't even have to look. Just kind of like, when you get one, they're just like
yeah, glance. Okay. No. Everything is like 5 and below.
And everybody that loves to be degraded would come to you and be like, degrade my dick.
And it's great. I'd be like, that's a 5. They're like, but it's really good. I'd be like, it's a 5 out of 10, okay? Looks very aggressive.
Oh my god,
it's very aggressive. I don't like that. No thank you. You take that
somewhere. No, what's worse though is balls. That's worse. Ugh.
They just like hang. They're just like there and they're like wrinkly. Some, you know what, I actually saw somebody was like, if you want to test like these anti-aging creams, put them on balls, and if it can make those not wrinkly, I will buy the shit out of it. That's a good.
Like, it's like balls aren't like, even on like young men, it's like they're not, like they're the skin there. Is not tight. It's like, no. You shouldn't be like just tight on it. Like there's no support. It's like a bra with no underwire. It's like,
yeah. Yeah. And see, I even wear no underwire bras now, but they still kind of are supportive. That's, it's like, it's there. It's there. And I'm just like, no thanks. Mm-hmm. And then you know what's behind it and you're like, I'm good. That's nice. That's, you're just like, that's great. That's, oh god, I don't know what you want me to do with that, but no thank you. That's when you look and go, I'm tired. I'm yeah. Gonna go to bed now. I'm gonna take a nap. I'm tired. Let me tell you, though, we happen to be a lot of tired people lately, so anything makes us tired at this point. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was our comment about that. But anyway, yeah, Mandy Rose is fired. Best of luck on your future endeavors, I guess. Also, ladies and gentlemen, please laugh at the people who are like, guys, she didn't get fired for that. She got fired because she wants to have a baby. But that leads to a whole other conversation of like, why is it anytime a woman like wants to change like a job or anything, they're like, oh, she wants to do that to have a baby. Or, oh my God, she's going to work less hours. You know what that means? She's going to want to have a baby. Like, why is that?
Maybe she just wants to show her twat on the internet and yeah. Fuck a boyfriend and enjoy being hot.
And like show her butthole.
And I making don't know. Money. I mean,
like, fuck, she's got more money than me, but I'm not gonna show my butthole on the internet. So
did you see where her manager or somebody says since she got fired, she's made $500,000?
Yeah. She made $1 million in 2 months. It's
crazy.
What is wrong with us? Also, her tax bill next year is going to be terrible. But anyway, my God. Also, people would look at ours and go, no, thanks.
No.
No.
I mean, I don't know. Certain parts of me are good. Like, by certain things. Like,
I'm glad. I'm like, I don't even have a winning personality, so I don't even know. I'm funny. I mean, I'm funny. That's all I got going for me.
I think you should do the dick ratings. I really do.
Again, nobody will get above a 7.
Unless... Again, people like, men like to be destroyed verbally, and you're great.
Oh my God, I am.
So,
you know, if I really like, okay, if I could go back in time, I would have at 18 years old became a dominatrix, because I feel like it would have been a great career path for me. You know, I feel like it would have been a great career path. I could just tell men how terrible they were and get paid. I was dumb. You just, yeah. You're terrible. Now give me $4,000. Yeah. See? Missed opportunities, ladies and gentlemen. Missed opportunities. But you know what? Good for you, Mandy. Showing your butthole on the internet. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. I wonder if Mandy bleached her butthole.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, what is a bleached butthole supposed to look like?
You know how, like, all I've ever seen is, like, in porn before, but, like, it, some of them are kind of, like, a dark area.
Like, it just blends
it. It just lightens it up, so it's not, like, a different color than the rest of your skin. It's just got that spray tan, so she just spray tans her butthole.
I don't know, but, like, I don't want to look at my own to see if that is something that I need to do. So, yeah. I'll just stick with what I got. I don't think anybody's going to be looking at it. So, you know. At least I don't think so. Ew. So speaking of people whose body parts are on the internet, Matt Riddle is in rehab because he's got a cocaine problem.
I'm shocked.
He's dating a porn star now. And the other porn stars that he was dating before are now really mad because he's dating this other porn star. And they said that he's abusive. And the other porn star said, I told you I was right about the cocaine. And I was like, it is a Wednesday morning. What the fuck?
But I mean, he probably got into the cocaine because of the porn stars, don't you
think? No. She wasn't on coke and he was. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm kind of believing the porn star because at this point, her story checks out. So and you know what the best part was? He said, if I get fired for the WWE, I'm just going to go do porn. So and she's like, they need to fire him. And I was like, so you could do porn with him? Also, this is a Wednesday morning, the week before Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. And we're hearing the porn stars that Matt Riddle's fucking are mad at the porn star that Matt Riddle is currently fucking while he's in rehab for cocaine.
I mean, did they think he was a prize? I mean,
apparently.
No.
No. Like, I'm
a dick surprise, like, I guess. I mean,
that's. I would
have probably, how well does it work with the cocaine? Does cocaine make it better or worse? I don't know.
I don't know, but like apparently, I don't know if that's a prize or a punishment.
I mean, they're porn stars. It's probably a little both.
I don't know. But like I'm sitting there waiting to get air in my tires reading this, and I go, it is the Wednesday before fucking Christmas, and this is what I'm doing with my life. Sitting here waiting to get air in my tires while I read about Matt Riddle's many porn stars and the children he left behind.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about Matt. Well, we'll probably rant about Matt Riddle's dick in a little bit more because it is officially time for our Christmas rant where we just rant about wrestling and probably other shit because it's Christmas. And if there's ever a time to rant, it's Christmas. I gotta tell you, it's like my favorite time of year where we rant over this holly jolly Christmas music.
Like you said earlier, though, before we started recording, there's not a whole lot to complain about. As far as wrestling goes, I can complain about other things.
That's why I said it's gonna be wrestling and other things, because I feel like there is some stuff we could kind of like rant about, but kind of not. It was a very strange year. Okay?
We can rant about AEW.
Well, yeah, but you know what? This year, we're gonna have a moment of silence because we really can't rant about Vince McMahon after this year.
That's true.
That's true. Well, Vince, I hope you fuck yourself. Thank you. Anyway, also, Wyndham is not fat. You're old and ugly and you need to go away. So there. Voila. Voila. Anyway, let's start this Christmas rant. What do you want to rant about first?
Can we rant about AEW fans?
we do it every year.
Yeah. I think we should rant about how they bitched and moaned and whined about, you know. So, first of all, let's back up. When CM Punk came, and they thought it was just the greatest thing in the whole world. So fabulous and so wonderful. And then, oh my goodness, he does something to the Young Bucks, their precious messiahs. Baby. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's, you know, he's a jerk and he's an asshole and he can go back to WWE and blah, blah, blah. They're very, very fickle. Way more fickle than WWE fans, because I feel like WWE fans are very, like, for the most part, realistic. And the AEW fans are just like in the clouds and think everything is just rainbows and unicorns and puppies. And then when they started having some, you know, dissension, all of a sudden they turned out to be just as bitter as we are. Yeah. They're not all happy and positive and go everybody. And no, they're not. We knew that.
We did know that for a long time. Mm-hmm. We have known that. And this is not a rant, but can I just say that we were right about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're welcome. But yes, going on AEW fans, it is nice now to see, and I know this is not a rant, but you know what, whatever, I'm gonna do it. AEW fans are now split down the middle for the most part. Like, you have the ones that are like, OMG, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, blah, blah, Tony Khan, blah, blah, blah. And then you have the CM Punk fans who are like, oh my god, they fucked up, but you know what, he's gonna come back, so it's okay. And, like, first of all, both sides are delusional. Don't get me wrong. They're both delusional as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, okay. My opinion, CM Punk is retired. I don't think he's coming back anywhere.
He's too old for this shit.
He's too old for this shit. He said it himself. He's done. He ain't coming back anywhere. He's fucking done. He's done. He's pissed off. And he's sick of working with fucking children.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what?
Meanwhile, he's a big child himself. But anyway.
You know what? I feel like he is the older child surrounded by a bunch of preschoolers who are like, they think that they're way more mature than the preschoolers. But they're like, maybe just a hair more mature than the preschoolers. But that's at the same time, they think that they're way more mature than the preschoolers. And then you have Tony Khan, who's basically like the kid who had way too much chocolate, but the chocolate's cocaine.
He's like Richie Rich, like, you know, the little rich kid that has too much money and gets told what he can do, you know, he can have anything he wants all the time. And then,
well, yeah, but
it's the cocaine.
It's the cocaine. Yeah, it's the coke. That's, yeah. Because he's fucking on something. The man is on something.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, AEW fans think he's like Jesus.
Yeah, he's Jesus. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my god, he's the greatest booker of all time. And I'm like, and the best part is when the AEW fans are like, well, you don't know wrestling if you don't think that was good. I'm like, is this a fucking joke? Like, is this a fucking joke? Like, you're shitting me, right?
The hypocrisy.
The hypocrisy. It's just, oh my god. And then, of course, they like think that MJF is like one of them.
Nope.
No. He hates all of you. Like, this is not a work. He fucking hates all of you. He fucking hates me. And you know what? That's great. I don't give a shit. I think he's funny as hell. But you know what? I think everybody thinks that they're just like, it's a work, and if I ever saw MJF, he would be really nice to me.
Uh-huh.
No, he wouldn't. And the fact that they're like, he needs to be a face, are you fucking serious right now? Like, you want this man to be nice to somebody, not anybody, somebody? Like, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, yes, AEW fans are delusional as fuck. They're delusional to think that Ring of Honor is going to get a cable deal. They're delusional to think that CM Punk's coming back. They're delusional to think that the Young Bucks are the best tag team in the world when...
Or good people.
Or Christians or anything like that. But guess what, guys? You have to remember who was number 7 on PWI's tag team list? Oh, Gallows and Anderson. Who was number 8? The Young Bucks. That's what I thought. And the fact that people like the fucking FTR have to like play second fiddle to the Young Bucks is fucking laughable. And now you got the Briscoes on Ring of Honor, and it's like, that's fucking laughable, because you know what? They're gonna just be shoehorned in the same fucking spot that they have been for like 20 years at this point.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah. They were doing some shit in GCW, and who knows if they'll even come back. So, fuck Tony Khan. Fuck, like, nobody gives a shit about Ring of Honor. I talk to people who go, like, watch AEW every week. They're like, nobody gives a shit about Ring of Honor. Nobody. Huh. Ain't nobody give a shit. They'll watch an FTR match of Ring of Honor, because guess what? FTR's not on TV. You don't book FTR on TV. So, you know. But what do we fucking know? Apparently, because, you know, I guess since we don't suck the Young Bucks' dick every day, I guess we know nothing. I guess we know nothing. So. And let's just talk about also the fact that there's people like Andrade who literally are begging to be fired. They're like, Tony's like, now Andrade, if you hit Sammy Guevara, I'm gonna have to punish you. And what does Andrade do? Fucking knocks him out. And then he's like, okay, fire me. And he's like, you're suspended. And then you got Miro. Where's Miro? Has anybody seen Miro?
Nope. Just at Sheamus's wedding.
Yeah. And then you get today, fucking Lana was like, well, you never know. We could show up. Rusev Day never dies. And I'm like, oh, they're going back.
Uh-huh.
Then you got Adam Cole, who like might never wrestle again now, thanks to fucking AEW bullshit. Because guess what? He was dropped on his fucking head. Also, I would laugh hysterically though if Adam's like, I'm never gonna wrestle again, guys. It's terrible. And then like the day after his contract expires, he's like, it's a miracle! I can go wrestle for my dad, Shawn Michaels.
I can see that.
Yeah. He's just like, I'm so hurt. I can't do it. Sorry. I'm so hurt. I'm never wrestling again. And he's like, haha, joke's on you. But yeah, that's... AEW is a shit show. Their ratings are terrible. They lost CM Punk. Nobody else is really wanting to go to them other than Saraya, who is gonna get dropped on her fucking head. And I feel like the state of AEW is about the same as it was last year. Yeah. Where everybody's fucking delusional about what's actually happening. But the only difference is this year Cody Rhodes has jumped ship. And Cody Rhodes is now probably gonna win the Royal Rumble. Didn't see that one coming this soon. You and I had that for next year, so we were a year ahead of our schedule. God, I love when we're ahead of schedule. Great. It's great. We're timely, if anything. Because let me tell you guys, we really did not... This isn't really a rant, but we did not see a lot of the shit happening this year actually happening. Like, Vince stepping down.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
No, I was like, he's going to be dead at his desk, and they're going to be like, is he still alive? Like, yeah, and of course, now all the stockholders and everybody are like, please, don't come back. Just stay away. So that's what people think about him right now. There is a couple things I do have issues with Hunter. What's a couple things. First of all, we got to get this belt off Roman. This Roman Reigns thing, entertaining as it is, has really shoehorned both shows.
No, that's true.
Because he doesn't show up on Raw. He just is like, I'll show up on SmackDown. But the best part is now that people can actually say in their promos because Roman doesn't show up on Raw. So I'll give Hunter that. At least now we can say because Roman doesn't show up. So, you know, that's an A+ in my book. The second booking is how he's really just fucked over Bayley. Like, poor Bayley comes back. They're like, hey, you're going to have Dakota and Io. And on paper, that sounds incredible. Like, great. Awesome. Two incredibly talented people who were in NXT. One was fired and one was just kind of there. So, yeah, I mean, put her with Bayley. It sounds great. And then, like,
I don't know that he fucked Bayley over. It just didn't work the way everybody thought it would.
I think the issue is that they knew that they were never going to take the belt off Bianca. So, like, why make Bayley get pinned repeatedly over and over and over again? Like, I don't know. I would have had something else. I would have gone a different way with that. That's just me. I'm just like, Bayley's just kind of there now.
Right.
And then you have Alexa Bliss. I feel like I've had to have this rant for 2 years now. And we are on year two. And I am sick and fucking tired of fucking dealing with this whore on my TV. Go, you know what? You know how they're like, Mandy's having a baby? Mandy's not having a baby. Alexa, maybe you should go try to have a baby.
She might.
You should. We need a break. We need a break. Get off my TV. I don't want you near Bray Wyatt or anything having to do with Bray Wyatt. I want you to go put on your little glittery outfit and go fucking be Alexa Bliss. Not some fake whore on the television. Come on.
Oh my God.
And of course, like, nobody wants it other than the people who are like, Alexa can do no wrong. Those are the only people who are like, this is great. This is a great storyline. Everybody else is like, what the fuck? We thought this was over.
Yeah, but didn't everybody love it back then, though?
Now nobody wants to see it. Everybody's like, okay, well, we thought this was over. We thought we were getting old Alexa back. And now we're just gonna go back to how it was. Nobody's like jumping for joy over this. Everybody online's like, really?
Right.
Like, is this happening? Does this have to happen? Nobody wanted this. Even people were like, you know what? Let her keep the doll. She can keep the fucking doll, but like, don't. Nope. No, they did it.
She quit with the doll, right?
Oh no, the doll is
still... Oh, I didn't think I saw it with her the last couple times.
Oh no, but the doll is still mentioned.
Oh.
Oh yeah, because they got to make money off that fucking doll. Of course. But yes, Alexa, get the fuck off my TV. I don't want you there. I want you to go somewhere else. Go to NXT for a while. You know, it worked for Mandy until she started showing her butthole on the internet. Just don't show your butthole on the internet. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. But yeah, I want you off my TV, okay? Like, you weren't very friendly when we met you. You were kind of annoyed. And, yeah, I'm not here for it. So, okay, bye. Whore. Jen, what is yours now?
There's just not a whole lot. Can I complain about the fact that Sammy used to cut his hair?
Sure.
I hate it. Every time I look at him, like, I won't just thoroughly enjoy it, but every time I look at him, I'm like, he needs to get a haircut and trim his beard so that he doesn't look like some homeless hobo they dragged in from, you know, panhandling in front of the arena and put out in the middle of the ring. Like, it's just, it's too much. He looks horrible.
Well, and the other day he had it pulled back and I was like, okay, like, we're getting somewhere. And then, of course, on Monday, like, it's just back to where
it's just everywhere. He has no product in it. It's just
no, like Friday on SmackDown, he had it pulled back. He had the beard like quaffed. I was like,
he had some oil in it.
Oh, okay. He did. I was like, Sammy, you look incredible. And then Monday he comes out and I'm like, we were doing so well.
Yeah, it just needs, it needs, the hair needs to go. The beard needs to be trimmed. Like, it's just, it's too much. He needs some beard oil and some frizzies and a Brazilian blowout, maybe. I don't know. Something. Because it's just too much.
He don't have to cut all the hair off. Just trim it. You know, just trim it up.
Oh, no. He needs it cut. He needs it the way it used to be.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give a compromise here.
I'm not. It's horrible. It's gone on for too long. Nobody has had the nerve to, or maybe they have, he just doesn't care, to tell him, you look ridiculous.
Well, in that one promo, Kevin said, you need a haircut. Well, so Kevin did say it at promo.
It's horrible.
Yes. I think once he turns on the bloodline, he'll get a haircut.
Maybe.
Maybe. Possibly. I don't know, but I do agree. Sammy needs a haircut. He needs, again, like Friday, he looked all cleaned up, and I was like, yeah. Yeah, no, didn't stay. So, oh, and Roman did bring it up too, that he needed to clean himself up a little bit if he was going to be in the bloodline. So, that it was brought up before, and yeah, I guess the advice wasn't taken. Guess not. Sorry, not sorry, I guess. Okay, the next rant is on... We're going back to Roman Reigns. Because I have another rant on Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, and this is a brave yet controversial opinion here. Without Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns would be dead in the water. I said it. The only reason Roman Reigns is where he's at right now with the storyline is because of Sami Zayn. So, Roman Reigns still is not entertaining, even though people want to be like, OMG, he's so entertaining. He really isn't. He really goes out there. Him and the Usos do the same shit every week. And like, Jey Uso doesn't even know where they're at. He just says, the bloodline is in your city. He doesn't even know where he's at. I will say though, Solo, I don't have a problem with you. You're great. Mainly because you don't say much. And that's good. Good for you, buddy. That, you know what? He knows his role and he's like, you know what? I'm not gonna change it. Sammy knows his role. The Usos and Roman are just not that entertaining, and I think people give them way too much credit.
I don't know. I think it's entertaining, but the WWE is just saturated with them. It's just too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. So no,
if he had one belt, you know, and the tag belts weren't always on the Usos, like if there was some sort of mixing up going on, I wouldn't mind it.
Well, yeah, and that's what I said before. Like, it's stagnating both shows because, like, again, he does not. I'll give the Usos this. They show up to Raw. I'll give them that. Roman does not show up to Raw. So, like, what are the people on Raw even fighting for? Like,
TV time?
Theory's belt? Like, is that it? Like, or is that all there is?
Well, they did try to bring prestige to the belt, remember?
They did.
Yeah.
And I'll give them that. They did make it seem way more important than... You know what, though? they really kind of dropped the ball on the US title one, because Gunther makes that shit look very prestigious.
That's true.
Like, Gunther's out here looking like a fucking beast, and then you got little Dick Theory over here fucking on his phone still, even though, you know, he's fucking, he's a town down, which is like, he's the worst thing that has That's ever from, come. Like,
when I was in high school, at
he's like down. Okay, first of all, he's like, we've figured this out, he is probably the worst thing to ever come out of Atlanta, other than the heroin triangle, which Jen lives near. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's saying a lot, because there's a lot of things in Atlanta that Atlanta traffic, still slightly better than Theory. Hmm. Yeah. I'd at least trust Atlanta traffic with my children. Just saying. Boy. The Olympic Park bombing. Still slightly better.
Oh,
CNN. Still slightly better. Yeah. I'm just like, TBS.
The Falcons, slightly better.
Slightly better. TBS, TNT. Slightly better, only because they do show some good movies sometimes, but they are the home of AEW. Just saying, guys. What else is there that's, you know, worse other than the heroin?
They can't. There's probably people. Let me think.
Yeah, the Confederacy.
That's not Atlanta, though.
Well, I meant back in 1860s.
Oh yes.
The 1860s Confederacy. Yeah. Yeah, that was worse than Theory. Mm-hmm. I love how we have to go back to 1860 to be like,
yeah. I'm trying to think. There are some horrible people. I'm just trying to think who they are.
Is there any serial killers?
There was that person that killed all those kids, the children.
Yeah. Yeah. Theory's got an edge on that one.
The Atlanta child murderer, yeah.
Yeah, I should put infamous people from Atlanta. Guys, we're gonna make a list of like things that are worse than Theory, and so far all we have is Kanye West. Theory's better than him. He was born
That's
in
true.
Atlanta.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think I put the park bombing on the list.
Yeah, that the
worse.
I love how it's like Kanye West worse. yeah, guys, it's just, you know, it's terrible. It's just terrible. And I cannot do this shit with Theory anymore. I can't do it. I'm getting a headache. I can't do it. I just can't. I have a lot of issues with it. T.I. is slightly worse than Theory.
That
well,
is true.
He's about the same as Theory, actually. Because I feel like Theory would attempt to do the same thing if he had a child. So, T.I.
I'm Googling famous people from Atlanta. There's got to be some more.
I love how our brand has now turned into things that are worse than Austin Theory. Also, if you ever want to know, here we go. The Atlanta Ripper.
I didn't know there was an Atlanta Ripper.
Oh, yes. 1911 to 1914, there were 21 murders.
Huh.
Yeah.
No, Ed Helms is from Atlanta.
No.
Interesting.
Also, that the Ripper murders were above the child murders.
Huh.
If you ever wanted to know. You know. If you ever want unsolved homicides. they're worse than Theory.
Oh, his name? The guy that ran for the Senate.
Herschel Walker was from Texas.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. We got to remember that because he's a fraud. Sorry, Jen. But at least he lost.
But you hate Chick-fil-A.
I do hate Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is from Atlanta.
I hate Chick-fil-A. Fuck Chick-fil-A. They're terrible. They're terrible things. Terrible. Horrible. You know what is more reliable than Austin Theory? What? Public transportation in Atlanta.
Hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
MARTA. Yeah.
Yeah. Way more reliable than Austin Theory. I'm just
R. Kelly.
Like,
R. Kelly.
Oh, there you go. But you know what I feel like again, like with T.I., they're about on the same plane at that point. They are about the same plane. You know, I told my mom, she was like, would you ever move to Atlanta? And I said, there's two reasons why I would never move to Atlanta. One is the traffic, and two is Austin Theory. Yeah. He brings down tourism.
Oh boy.
He brings down tourism. He's making Atlanta look bad.
Oh.
We're terrible.
All right, on to the next. We're taking too long.
We're going to hell. But is it bad? Nah. We're good. What else should we rant about? Oh, New Japan's gone down the shitter.
Well, Sasha's going there now. She's gonna save the day.
Sasha's gonna save the day. Sorry, I think it's laughable. Unless this is a ploy for WWE to be like, hey, y'all wanna be friends? Which I would. I don't know. Carl's over there. That's Carl's true. A double champ, baby!
That's true.
Carl is still the champion. Why is it the only fucking person in this world that we could is Carl? It makes so much sense though that it's Carl. Mm-hmm.
It does.
All right. I guess we could go back to ranting about Matt Riddle and the year he's had, because that. Oh,
and I like RK-Bro.
I feel like at this point, Randy's just like, nope, 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 nope. My
Probably
wife.
Not. And that's sad because Randy was having a good time.
He was. And you know, his wife's like, don't you fucking dare. She's like, baby, nuh-uh. No, no, no. Yeah, no. They actually had something really good going. And then look what happened. Fucking everything went down the shitter. Way to go, Riddle. You fucked it up.
With your big dick cocaine snorting dumbass.
I get like nightmares of that image.
Like, that's not natural. That's not human. That's like.
I don't know. I thought it was Photoshopped. And then I looked again. I'm like, that's not Photoshopped.
Ugh. No, thank you.
Thank you. And then I feel bad because, okay, I don't really feel bad, but I feel disgusting because I'm staring at his crotch and I'm like,
I know. I was like, how'd you get all that dick in his pants?
I'm like, do you wear a cup? Do you tuck? Are we tucking? Is he tucking?
Is it like duct tape to his
like a
pelvis? I don't know.
A meaty tuck. It's a meaty tuck. Maybe. How is it in there? Like, what? That's the one question I would have is like, how? How does that work? I don't want to see it. I don't want to look at it. But do you tape it? Do you wear a cup? Is there like a jock strap you wear?
A what pocket in there.
Is like a pocket? That's a big pocket. But is there a pocket? Yeah, I don't know. And I'm very confused and I like feel disgusting because I keep staring at it.
I know, it's gross.
It's gross. And then like all these porn stars are like, I hate you, and I'm like, that fucking wife has those kids like all year. You know what? She's a bitch, but Matt Riddle's wife, a round of applause for that woman. Having to take care of that man's kids while he's out fucking porn stars and snorting cocaine. My God. You know, she may be a bitch, but wow. That was some work.
Bless her heart.
She's doing the most. And the only reason we know it's cocaine is because of her divorce papers. So, you know, I mean, what do we say about that? What do you say about that shit? Other than, what do you say? Like, the moment, one of the moments of the year, though, was when Seth Rollins called it out. Like, that might be my moment of the past 5 years, was when Seth Rollins was like, your kids don't even see you. You aren't a good father. And I'm like, you know what? Somebody had to say it.
It's true.
Somebody had to say it. And that moment, I was like, good for him. Good for him, you know? And there's times where I'll watch that and just be like, good for him. good for Seth. Him in those outfits, that's not even a rant. I appreciate those outfits. That outfit he had on Monday, I was like,
it was nice. Yeah.
Do they make that in my size? Like, with the boobs covered? Because I would wear that. That is a nice outfit. Man was about to throw down in some velvet sequins pants. Fuck. Look at that. Would you look at it? So what is our last rant for the year? Make it a good one. I think we don't have much to rant about.
No.
I feel like we do, but we don't.
We can rant about wrestling fans again. How gross they are. I think that bears repeating.
That bears repeating. If you're going to a wrestling show, wear some fucking deodorant, take a shower, wash your hair with soap. Shampoo? Have you met her? Conditioner? That's your friend. Clean your junk. Like, wipe your folds. If you have, I mean, listen, I got some big boobs. Get under them boobies, men. Come on. Get the fold. Get your pits. Get your hole. Get your creases.
Mm-hmm. Like, get your balls.
Get your balls. Come on now. Wear deodorant. Well, brush your fucking hair. It's not that hard. Wash your clothes.
Wash your sheets.
If you somehow manage to back a woman because you cleaned yourself up, don't take her back to your stinky, grungy ass apartment or wherever the fuck you live and your sheets smell like furmunga cheese. Also, if a woman doesn't want to talk to you, like, if you're at a wrestling show and you're trying to, like, pick up on a woman, don't fucking do it. Just don't fucking do it. If she's like, no, thank you, she don't want to talk, move along.
Mm-hmm.
Move along, men. Move along. Because you know what? It happens.
Yep.
It happens.
Rejection is a part of life.
It is. Also, Selsun Blue. If you have dandruff, I got a dry scalp. I get it. Use some Selsun Blue. Mm-hmm. Clean yourself up. You know what?
Or the you know the one I use when I get it is the Clinical Strength Head and Shoulders.
Yeah. That's it.
Clears it up.
Clears it right up. Yeah, my scalp looks good right now. Clears it right up. You'll be great. You'll do wonderful things. Don't use Axe. Get go to the TJ Maxx, the Marshalls. You can get a decent bottle of cologne for like $24.
Mm-hmm.
You smell good. Some
aftershave.
Shave yourself. Clean yourself up. Listen, I am a woman who loves a big man with a beard. Just clean yourself up.
Don't be Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn smelled good though, so
I'm
you know.
Sure he does, but you know.
Well, we met him. He smelled good. Mm-hmm. Like Bray Wyatt, for instance, smells very good because he takes care of himself. He takes some pride in how you look, for the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel confident, at least take pride in how you look.
Yep.
We're not confident, but do we take pride in how we look? Yeah. We buy makeup and shit.
We put good. In the time.
Put in the work. People love effort. You'd be surprised.
Self-care is important.
Self-care is important. Clip your toenails.
Oh, yeah. Your fingernails.
Wash your feet.
That's so make gross. Some men have long fingernails.
Yeah, oh, it's clip disgusting. Your fingernails.
Yeah.
Like, come on. We're not telling you to look like Brad Pitt here. Just do the basics here. Like, if you want to manscape your pits a little, go ahead. No, but you know what? You know what? You'll feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, there's days where I'm like, I wash my hair like twice a week because, I don't need to wash it every day. But there's days where I'm like, if I took a shower and just really scrubbed my head, I would feel great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is our advice to you, male wrestling fans. Take pride in how you look. Because it'll help you. You'd in be life. Surprised. Yeah, in general.
Yeah.
Take pride in how you look. We're not being vain. You don't have to, go get plastic surgery or anything. But, take a little pride. Bigger guys can be attractive if you put a little work in.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I think that brings us to the end of our rants. And the end of this episode. Next week will be our last episode of the year. And we're having our end of the year awards. Where we will just talk about the end of the year. And who our favorite. The one that's going to be difficult is the best return. Because everybody's return.
That is true. I think there's a winner, though.
See, everybody I've heard who has had this subject on their show has had two, and it's very everybody across the board has had two, and it's the two that I think we will have,
right?
So, but Merry Christmas, people. Happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. And that is all, because I am starving. I'm hungry. So until next week. Bye.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.